This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Peace be on you, O Messenger of God. Peace be on you, O Leader Ali, who is the son-in-law of the Messenger of God, and the father of Leader Hussein. Peace be on you, O Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, that is the daughter of the Messenger of God. Peace be on you, O Leader Hassan, that is a grandson of Messenger of God. And peace be on you, O Leader Hussein, that is a grandson of the Messenger of God, the martyr of Karbala. And peace be on you, on all the martyrs of Karbala, and all the ladies, and all the children who showed the entire sacrifice for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stood against oppressors of the time, and showed the entire world the meaning of Karbala. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is IRIB English Radio for a better life. I started the topic about what are the lessons that we learned from the event of Karbala. And this is really very important. The first two points that I mentioned was punctuality in your salat, in your prayers. And second point as loving each other. The third point is selflessness. The Arabic word is isar. That means you should not be a profit seeker or selfish. You have to be, you know, selfless. And this is the best example given by Imam Hussein. You know, Imam means leader. You know, the leader Hussein, alayhi salam. You know, giving preferences to the needs of others. In Islamic terminology, giving preference to the needs of others is referred to as isar, that is being selflessness. On the day of Ashura, the day of Ashura is Imam Hussein and the entire men were martyred, brutally massacred. So the actions of the brother of Imam Hussein, that is Hazrat Abbas, what was the selflessness that he showed? He was the brave brother of Imam Hussein. You know, he fought very bravely to gain access to the water where he got the access. He went over there. You know, he was totally in the water and he picked up the water in his palms. You know, he was able to drink the water. It was not a sin, it was nothing wrong. But he looked at the side of the camps where all the men and women were there. And he just thought about it, that my brother, my leader of this time is thirsty. All the kids are thirsty. All the women are thirsty because they have no access to water since past 3 days. Then why will I drink water? Why should I drink water? No, I am not going to drink water. That was one of his, you know, selflessness, isar that he showed. He did not drink water himself. He said, control yourself, O Abbas. And he took that mash, which is actually your water holder that it's made of cloth, you know, a leather where you can just take water. He filled the entire mash with water, you know, to take it for the kids. And he started taking it for the kid, you know. He gave no consideration to his own thirst, but strove instead of bringing water to the tents for the women and children. And when he was going, he was fighting. Thousands of people surrounded him. It was thousands of people. Because the people of Yazid, the enemies knew, this is the son of Leader Ali. This is Abbas. You cannot resist his sword because he's so powerful. Anyone who comes in front of him will die. So they said, if you want to surround him with thousands. And there were people who are being killed by his sword. So they attack him from him, back, front, side, and he cut one of his hand. So he took that water mash in his other hand. And then when they cut his other hand, he took that man in his mouth, you know, who he was holding with his teeth. Then he attacked. They attacked his mash. The water started dripping. When the water started dripping, he stopped.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
This is Abbas. He stopped and he was looking at the entire camp thinking, what is the point of going back to the camp, because I have actually promised the children that I'm going to take water, I'm going to get water for them. What am I going to go for? And there were people attacking him and attacking him, and he got martyred over there. So this is how he fought so much bravely by people. This is one of the examples. The other example of being selflessness is about the son of Imam Hussein, the leader Hussein. After the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, when they took all the women, all the children, and tied them in one chain. They tied all the adults and everyone's hand while they tied the daughter of leader Hussein purposely on her neck. All the hands were tied, but this little girl's necks were tied just to torture the daughter of leader Hussein, because she was beloved of the leader Hussein. Imam Hussein loved this daughter so much, that's why to torture her they did that. When the elder brother, that was, again, his name was Ali, he was the son of leader Hussein, when he saw his younger sister was in pain because neck was being pulled again and again, you know, he kept sitting down sometime, coming up, sitting down, and they ask, Oh, Ali, son of Hussein, why are you going down and up? They said, don't you see my sister is in pain because her neck being holded like that? And Ali was actually in pain because he was actually so sick that he couldn't even walk. This was the selflessness that they show, and showed the entire world to be selfless, how to help each other. If you can help anyone in the humanity, whether the person is Muslim or a non-Muslim, go out and help the person, help the widow, help the orphans. You can't understand the pain of an orphan because they don't have a father, they don't have a mother. You know, Islam in the Holy Quran speaks out great. The Holy Quran says about the discipline, how to live your life, the way of life, how to be with your parents. When your parents get old, you know, they lack patience. Now they lack tolerance. They become like kids. Don't even say off to them. Don't shout at them because they become irritating, right? Yes, that's true. They become very irritating. Just like a kid, a 2 years troublemaker. How they are going and touching everything, coming with demands. You know, the elderly person, the old people, the Quran says, when the time comes, serve them. Don't even say oof to them. So this is teaching us the way of life, how to become selfless. Karbala teaches us all these things, because if we think of the power of a woman, honestly, as a woman, I would praise the sister of leader Hussein, that is Zainab, salamullah alayha. This is a granddaughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. What kind of power she showed, you know, it's unimaginable. Whenever I hear that, I get, oh my God, this is a big lesson for me. First, you know, she was in pain the whole time. She was still getting up, protecting the rest of the ladies and rest of the children. She was also hungry. She was also thirsty. She was being whipped. It was such a big insult that they came, whipped her niqab. You know what is niqab? A niqab is a cloth where they used to cover the face. This is the freedom of right. You know, no one saw the face. No man saw the face of the granddaughters of the Holy Prophet. But to insult them, they took away the cloth so that everyone can see their faces. And they were dragging them purposely from the streets, you know, to insult them. But still, they did not retreat. They kept going and kept going, you know. So this is one of the examples what we learn from the event of Karbala. And the fourth point is, what is the fourth point after that? Success is not at the edge Ah, what do you mean by that? What I mean is, when we say majority wins, that's definitely not true. How many people fought during the event of Karbala? 72 men. You know, the narration says there were 52 women and children. Okay, on the whole, whatever the narration is, you know. So this is how it's talked about. There were minority people over here, and they all were killed, and the women were taken as captives, you know. I will definitely continue this topic, but in the next episode. Until then, Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need is all I need. All I need, all I need. All I need. All I need. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.